They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. Benny Williams hits the second free throw. 4 points for Williams. Badger ball up 21, 3:20 to play. Jack Janicki on the ball, left of the circle. Now Winter on the skip pass, right of the circle. Amos has it, a dribble and a pass to McGee. Swings it to his right. Winter back to Amos up top. McGee left wing. In the crouch, McGee in the lane. Kick out, Tanjay right of the circle. Four on the shot clock. Tanjay step back, three, topside, hit the front iron. Winter crashes the glass, but he couldn't stay in bounds, but he got the timeout for Wisconsin. Great play, Nolan Winter, who picks up his 10th rebound in the process and has got a double-double now, Brian.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to say, I mean, the energy that he brought in this game and what he's done just to kind of continue to be active, especially when Stephen Kroll got in foul trouble. And to start that second half, he brought the energy, he brought that effort, and, you know, gets rewarded with a double-double, 13 and 10.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. Just a 30-second timeout, so UCF has already broken the huddle here. And Wisconsin now separating between bench and on-court personnel. 81-60. Wisconsin with on the verge of a win against a team that would be ranked 30th if you could extend the top 25 out five places. Tanjay underneath into the right corner for Kamari McGee. Three ball hits the rim and drops out. Dior Johnson up the floor. Niels Mahovsky is blocked at the rim by McGee. A foul was called.
Did they call it a goaltend?
Okay.
I think they said it got the glass, but that was a heck of a block by Kamari.
Incredible.
And I think they're gonna
review it. I thought I heard a whistle before the potential or possible goaltend. And again, that play was on the other end of the floor from us, but I thought it looked pretty close. The foul was called against Jack Janicki, his third. As two of our three-man officiating crew are at the monitor across the floor checking this out. Terry Oglesby and Mike Littlewood at the monitor. Earl Watson rounds out the three-man official group. ...81-62 Wisconsin as it stands now. Take this time to remind you that Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is a proud sponsor of Badger basketball. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. That's what Badger fans are saying about the Greenbrier Resort. There's a casino here among everything else.
Unless you go down to the casino. I don't know anything about that.
Just that they have really good pizza.
Yes, yes.
Got a great restaurant down there. All right, out of the review, it looks like the goaltending call is going to stand, and Niels Mahovsky is at the free throw line for UCF. He hits it to complete the three-point play. Badger ball, backcourt pressure applied by UCF. 81-63 the score. Winter the catch on across the half-court line. Amos between the circles back to Winter now on the right. Tanjay dribbling into the backcourt for Amos, and he throws it out of bounds, throwing it to the left wing for McGee, who made a cut instead. It's UCF ball. 11 turnovers for the Badgers tonight. Now 12 after the latest miscue. UCF has 10 turnovers. Dior Johnson, right lane drive, and is fouled by McGee. And McGee just picked up his fourth.
You've seen a couple teachable moments here. It is. When you're up by 20 points, you start to see some of these. And this is where Greg, he's getting the areas that they're struggling in. It's just a lack of mental focus because you're up by 20.
It's kind of the blessing in the curse, isn't it?
100% is, right? Like, it's a mental lapse at times. You're up by 20. It's human nature. That's what you see. But it's going to give Greg clips to point out, hey, guys, we always need to be dialed in. And as a player, it grabs your attention even though you won by, you know, 20-ish points. Like, it's kind of the way it goes.
Two made free throws for D.R. Johnson, 81-65 the score with 2:15 to play. Amos has it right wing in front of the Badgers bench. Tanjay high on the right. Winter swings it to Blackwell on the left. Back to Amos, and now Tanjay right wing. Tanjay drives, draws a triple team, and the shot blocked and taken by Tyler Hendricks. Now D.R. Johnson up the floor for Benny Williams, right wing, guarded by Klesmet. Crossover, enters the lane, misses the mid-range jumper. Rebound tip to Amos of Wisconsin. 1:47 to play. Badgers with a 16-point cushion.
You know, we talked about kind of the negatives that have come up, but Greg will also show a lot of the positives because there's a lot of those as well. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those film sessions where, hey, look at what we're doing and look at how much room we still have yet to improve on.
Amos drives the lane, kicks it back out to John Blackwell. 6 on the shot clock. Blackwell, jump stop in the lane, draws the foul low on the right. Blackwell's going to the free throw line for Wisconsin. The foul is on Tyler Hendricks, his first.
Two shots coming up.
And Blackwell has had a great follow-up performance to his career-high 30 on Monday against Texas Rio Grande Valley. Hits the free throw. And now has 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists.
Well, Chris, if you talk about it, the great Wisconsin teams have always had balance.
Yes.
I didn't know. We thought at times there'd be balance on this team, but they're showing it time and time again. You're looking at subs coming in now, but John Tanjay, 15 points. John Blackwell, 17 points. Nolan Winter, 13 points. You know, Cam, 14 there. You look at that. Those aren't the normal names that give you the balance.
Right.
That's the surprising, and not surprising thing, but that's the exciting thing about where this group is at. You're going to get balance, but you just don't know who you're going to get the balance from every night.
Daniel Freitag and Jack Robison into the game for Wisconsin, and Robison enters the stat sheet by picking up a foul. Foul drawn by Niels Mahovsky of UCF.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like that's the thing. You look at this. It's just one of those things that stat line, Big Steve, he's not really didn't get involved. There's other guys that can still have huge impacts. Max Klesmet, only 8 points that you expect. And it's been the other guys that continue to step up for this group. That's the signs of a great team. I'm not going to say they're a great team right now as we sit here, you know, November 22nd. But I'm going to tell you, with the stretch that they've got coming up through November and December, you're going to find out how good this team really is. And I'm going to put some chips on them, that's for sure.
Mahovsky 1-for-2 at the free throw line. The Badgers turn the ball over at midcourt, and Benny Williams is on the receiving end of a one-handed alley-oop pass from D.R. Johnson. Highlight play of the game, but it comes in the final minute. 83-68 Wisconsin. Badgers get the ball to UCF's side of the floor now. Klesmet has it. High on the left. 15 on the shot clock, and Klesmet will dribble off some time here. Guarded by Mahovsky, but UCF not fouling. Down 15 with 36 seconds to go. Klesmet from the free throw line, a kick to Robinson. Right corner, 3. Robinson, swish. The true freshman from Lakeville, Minnesota. That's his second three-pointer of the season, and he's now 2-for-2 from beyond the long line. More Badger substitutes come in. Marcus Ilver along with Isaac Gard and Chris Hodges. 30 seconds left. UCF ball. D.R. Johnson jogs across half court. Johnson drives left of the lane, throws up a shot, draws the foul.
Foul going against Wisconsin's number 5. Daniel Freitag.
Foul goes against Daniel Freitag. D.R. Johnson hits the first free throw, the second inbound and good. 23 seconds left. Isaac Gard receives the inbounds pass, dribbles across half court. And the Badger fans are on their feet inside the Colonial Hall Ballroom at the Greenbrier Resort, called America's Resort. But it's the Badgers Resort tonight as they knock off UCF 86-70 and move on to the championship game of the inaugural Greenbrier Classic. Greenbrier tip-off underway in a big way, and we've got much more to come on the postgame show. We'll be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid-off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history, and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card to make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
This is the Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Great way to start the Greenbrier tip-off for the Badgers, an 86-70 win over UCF. They advance, the Badgers do, to the Greenbrier tip-off championship game on Sunday afternoon, early evening against Pitt. And we're thrilled to welcome in Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Coach, it was hard to pick a player of the game for us on the broadcast tonight. It seemed like you guys were really, really balanced up and down the score sheet tonight. You're looking at the box score right now. What jumps out to you?
We were balancing who fouled, too. Fouled too much. Way too many free throws, too many turnovers. This might be as ugly a 16-point win as I've ever been a part of.
I knew you were going to say that. Now, I'm going to go to the positive first, because as a coach, that's what you're seeing. But I saw your guys sharing the ball in what was a 20-point game for the majority of the game. They were making the right pass. You don't always have that.
Right.
Because guys want to go get theirs occasionally, right? Like, and the player movement and ball movement. You guys have 21 assists on 32 made shots. Yeah. Like, they just stay disciplined. And it kind of, to me, it shows you what your guys are about. They're about the right thing.
Right. No, there's no doubt with that. I think, you know, the intentions were right, and specifically on the offensive side. I thought we got a little hesitant at times against their little matchup, or, you know, a couple passes they were back to man. I thought we played into their hands at the end of the first half with what we didn't do. Some shot selection things and not staying to what we had talked about. But, you know, offensively, yeah, a lot of good things other than, you know, too many turnovers. But, you know, there's a lot we can learn from on this because we, you know, we foul way too much and unnecessarily. It's one thing if there's a lot of contact, but I don't know. I'm sure on my ink will go dry my pen counting all the jump shooters we fouled. On the film, but that's the nice part about November. You know, there's a lot of things we got to get better at.
You look at Kamari and what he's brought. I mean, obviously he misses that last layup. Otherwise, he was 5 for 5, 3 of 3. Misses the last layup, goes for 5 for 6. But the energy that he brought in that first half, he made both his threes, got to the rim. Just like we've talked a lot about it, but not enough people are talking about him. If that makes sense.
Yeah, he changes our pace a little bit. He, you know, and I can plug him for different guys, whether it's a big and whether it's a wing, whether it's one of the other guards. He allows us to obviously match him or put him in for a variety of people, but just how he, the defensive pressure, the activity, obviously we're a little, he comes with a little faster with the ball in his hands than what the other guards do. So it's a good, you know, counter and dimension to have off the bench.
When you look at defensively, talked a lot about fouling, but your guys won the one-on-one battle. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to isolate, go one-on-one. Talk about just how you guys built that out and how impressive it was of each guy to win their one-on-one battle. I know they fouled a lot. Yeah. I get, but that's a tough guard when you're on an island. And that's why UCF is a top 30 team in the country, because that's what they do really well, and you guys stopped them.
Yeah, I mean, we a decent job on the ball. I thought we had some ball screens where we got refused and didn't send them to help at times. You know, we bailed them out of some. We had them into some tough shots at times, and we bailed them out by reaching or slapping down. But for the most part, you know, it's obviously starts with the guy on the ball, and then you got to trust your teammates in behind you. Make sure our gaps are loaded. Make sure we're plugging the lane as much as you can off of, you know, you kind of pick and choose who you can plug off of because of you're aware of three-point shooters. But I thought there were stretches in the first half. We were really good defensively. You know, second half, I thought we were not as good, not as sharp, not as, you know, sometimes the score has something to do with that. But, you know, maybe that's the fouls, too, with the officials seeing the scoreboard and changes the mix. But there's so many things we got to get better at, which is good. I mean, you can feel good about a win, but, you know, we got a long ways to go, bro.
I know, but that's a great win for you guys. Enjoy it a little bit. I know you're going to break down the film. You got a good pit team coming up on Sunday, and that's going to be a great basketball game.
Yeah, well, it's you want to play in that second one, right?
Exactly.
You want to play in that championship game. So we'll see you use these next 48 hours to get better and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Coach, just quickly, how about Nolan Winter? You know, Stephen Crowell battles foul trouble tonight, and Winter gives you a double-double.
Yeah, he was active. He's got a defensive rebound a little better. But, you know, he was active on the glass, and, you know, that tip in he had with his left hand was good. And, he's just growing. And I think he's getting better and better and more confident every game. And, you know, Steve gave him some of his minutes tonight.
He sure did. That's why I don't want to get that technical,
exactly.
Big fella. Come on.
So.
Well, Coach, thanks. Again, I was going to ask if I could join your film session tomorrow, but I'm not going to. Sounds like it's going to be pretty brutal in there.
They know. Nobody knows more than the players.
Thanks for stopping by, Coach. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the win tonight. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Once again, that's Wisconsin head men's basketball coach Greg Gard joining us on the Badgers postgame show. Wisconsin victorious tonight, 86-70 over UCF, but you heard it from the Badgers head man. Things to clean up and work to do, and that work will begin tomorrow. Film and practice right here at the Greenbrier Resort. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. Don't miss that. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW.
Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badgers postgame coverage continues from the rapidly clearing Colonial Hall inside the Greenbrier Resort in beautiful West Virginia. Chris Foster's Brian Butch back with you. It's time for Butchie's breakdown now. And Butchie, I got to say, when we had Coach Gard on in the previous segment, I thought we had to kind of twist his arm a little bit to get him to say what he liked about an 86-70 win.
Yeah, and remember, I told you about that. I said it was going to be good and bad because what was going to happen is they played well. There's no question about it. However, as a coach, there was enough things that happened where you're like, okay, I got to show you that. You're giving me a reason to show you that. You're giving me a reason to show you that. You're giving me a reason to show you that. And that's what played out. And I think if you're Coach Gard, you mentally are into it the entire game. As a player, you're up by 20. You're playing well the entire game. There's mental lapses. And that's what irritates coaches more than anything. And that's what showed up in the second half. Now, the lead stayed 20 the entire game because offensively they're doing great things. And that's where it gets to the breakdown. You know, Wisconsin, 21 assists on 32 made baskets. I thought the ball movement, player movement was fantastic. I thought they did a great job of that. 27 bench points. And then as you look back upon it, overall, like, huge part of that was just the ability to continue to get, you know, contributions from everybody. But Kamari McGee, 14 points. Nolan Winter, 13 points. Like, that right there is how it broke down. Stephen Carroll got in foul trouble. They needed some energy from Kamari. They got all of that. And that's how they were able to win this game convincingly and lead the entire game. And, again, that Central Florida team, they're a good team when you let them play one-on-one basketball.
Didn't happen tonight.
It didn't happen. And it usually doesn't happen against Wisconsin. And that's why Wisconsin has success against teams like this that want to isolate, that want to play one-on-one basketball. Now, it works. Like, there's a lot of teams that go one-on-one and have a lot of success. But they struggle against teams that play together, that guard together, and then that have great individual defenders. Wisconsin has great individual defenders. They also guard as a team. When you combine those two things, you set yourself up for success. And obviously, Greg saw some things that, you know, still didn't make him happy. And I'm sitting there saying the same thing to you during the game. Like, all right, can't foul this, can't do this, can't have a careless turnover. Those are all things Greg saw as well. But that's why he's such a great coach. Is there's a lot of coaches that would have came up here after a 16-point win in a tournament game, even in November, and said everything's great. He was dialed in on the things
super
where,
dialed
get,
in.
Where they need to get better. I also think it has to do with who they got coming up playing Pitt. Pitt's a really good basketball team. That game this Sunday, I'm really excited for. That's going to be two NCAA tournament teams, Wisconsin and Pitt. So it's early in November. That's what you want to test yourself with, and that's what Wisconsin has.
Wisconsin draws a Big 12 opponent tonight, their second Big 12 opponent of the season. Remember, Arizona is now in the Big 12. They'll get Pitt out of the ACC mid-afternoon on Sunday here in West Virginia. Four scores in double figures for the Badgers tonight. John Tanjay, John Blackwell with a game-high 17 points. Nolan Winter and Kamari McGee. A double-double for Nolan Winter tonight, 13 points and 10 rebounds. John Tanjay leads the Badgers in assists with four. Again, that's Butchie's breakdown, and when we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
To you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are back with you from the Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Wisconsin 86-70 winners over UCF. They advance to the championship game of the inaugural Greenbrier tip-off. They will play Pitt on Sunday. Pitt knocked off LSU earlier today. It's time to take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard, and there's one other game going on in the Big Ten right now, and Ohio State at the Schottenstein Center at home in Columbus is all over the Campbell Camels right now. 81-40 the score with just under 10 minutes to go in the second half. There's another really good non-conference matchup in the Big Ten tonight, or involving a Big Ten team. That's at 7 o'clock Central Time when Nebraska takes on Creighton in Omaha. Nebraska is 3-1. Creighton is 4-0 and ranked 14th in the country. Really big game in the state of Nebraska. Everyone in Husker country will be watching that, Blue Jays fans included, of course. Also in the Big Ten tonight, Pepperdine plays Northwestern from Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston. 7 o'clock tip there. Also at 7 o'clock from Kansas City, a neutral court game between Utah State and Iowa in the Hall of Fame Classic. And late night, 9 o'clock Central Time, Alcorn State plays Washington in the Pacific Northwest. And Cal State Fullerton enters Pauley Pavilion to take on UCLA. That is also a 9 o'clock tip. Just a great time of year on the college basketball schedule with these Thanksgiving and holiday tournaments underway. The BBN Invitational involving Kentucky and Jackson State in progress. Kentucky, number 9 in the country, on top of Jackson State, 39-18. Number 21, Florida, leads Southern Illinois, 23-15. And St. John's is playing Virginia right now. 22nd-ranked St. John's, who lost in double overtime to Baylor in their first-round game of the Baja Mar Hoops Invitational in the Bahamas. St. John 16, Virginia 8. That game with 11:54 to play in the first. In other top 25 action, Houston hosts Hofstra at 7. Number 20, Little Rock. Number 20, Arkansas plays Little Rock in Fayetteville. That's at 8 o'clock. Number 11, Tennessee plays number 13, Baylor, in another really exciting game, part of that Baja Mar Hoops Championship in the Bahamas. And then perhaps the best game to close out the night, 9:30 Central Time tip between number 12, Duke, and number 17, Arizona, who is 2-1 on the season, thanks, of course, to the Wisconsin Badgers. That game is a home court game for Arizona at the McHale Center in Tucson. That's your Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Well, a great win for the Wisconsin Badgers today over UCF. Wisconsin hands UCF its first loss of the season. Knights fall to 4-1, and the Badgers stay perfect, 6-6, to begin the season. Wisconsin will next play on Sunday against Pitt in the championship game of the Greenbrier tip-off. A lot of things went well for Wisconsin today. They took control of this game really early in the first half and did not look back. It's time for our calls of the game. Take a listen. Klesmit to Crowell, top of the key. One dribble, underhand, Blackwell, top of the key. Winter left to the circle. Left corner, three ball. Kamari McGee, he got it. First triple of the game for Wisconsin. They lead 9-4. To the left wing, McGee. McGee thought about it, passes to Crowell, top of the key. Tanjay on the right wing, dribbles and passes to Blackwell. Right wing three, good for John Blackwell, who's got 10 points in the first half for Wisconsin. Rebound, Blackwell drives, left lane, pass Tanjay underneath, hits the reverse. 5 to shoot. Blackwell, top of the key, right elbow, pulls up, shot on the way, good! Money for John Blackwell, he's got 14. Top side, Gilmore. Pass to his left, Janicki. Shot fake, Klesmet. Near corner, three ball, Max Klesmet. Book it. 23 seconds left. Isaac Gard receives the inbounds pass. Dribbles across half court. And the Badger fans are on their feet inside the Colonial Hall Ballroom at the Greenbrier Resort, called America's Resort. But it's the Badgers' resort tonight as they knock off UCF 86-70 and move on to the championship game of the inaugural Greenbrier Classic. Badger fans starting to feel pretty comfortable around this place, and a 16-point win will certainly help. 86-70, Wisconsin over UCF. Badgers grab the lead early and do not look back. Back with more in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's a wire-to-wire win for the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team tonight. 86-70, the final score over UCF. Badgers do not trail in the game. No ties, no lead changes. But as we heard from head coach Greg Gard, Brian, some things to work on. Of course, it's only November 22nd after all. But again, with all of the changes to the offense and all of the new players wearing Wisconsin Badgers uniform this year, I mean, a 6-0 start couldn't draw it up any better than that.
No, you couldn't. A great start, and now it'll be a great test on Sunday. And I think that's the exciting thing about this group is they want to keep being tested. They want to keep challenging themselves, and that's what they've got in front of them. And it is. This group has earned the respect that they're starting to get. And it's right. They should be getting the respect. This team's a really good basketball team. Man, that's bottom line. You know, when you look at what they've done, how they've gone about it, it's a really good basketball team. They play unselfish. They play together. When you have a good basketball team, you find ways to win games. But when you have a great basketball team, it's those little things that I was talking about. Playing for each other, knowing what your roles are, fitting into your roles, being okay with your roles, knowing that it might not be your night, but, you know, another guy steps up. That's what this team is starting to do. And that's why I'm saying they're going to be a great team, because you're seeing those other things. We know they can score the basket, like all that stuff. But we're seeing the other things where they're, you know, they're starting to come together and play for each other. They enjoy being around each other. We saw that when they went bowling yesterday. It's those little things. Like, you start tapping into that, and all of a sudden you look back and you say, this team could do some special things, especially with no one. I mean, no one thought this team was going to do anything.
Exactly.
Now, we're used to that as Badger players and fans. You're used to everyone beginning of the year saying, oh, this team's not going to be good. And then all of a sudden, you get through November and into December. And
they're in, like, the top 25.
Oh, wow, this team's good again. And at some point, the national media might just want to say, hey, we know Wisconsin's going to be good. Like, let's just stop questioning for so many years. Like, sometimes that gets old. Like, they're going to be good. Just realize it. Shame on you yet again. The national media is wrong yet again. Okay. And the beautiful thing is, this group doesn't matter. It doesn't bother them. Yeah, I think Greg probably likes not being talked about as much. Just because, hey, you're going to go and you're going to work. That's what this group does. That's what this program does. They're going to continue to do that. There's really no secret why they keep winning. You just keep working and doing the right things. Like, good things happen.
three teams in the 18-team Big Ten Conference have been ranked in the AP Top 25 each of the last seven seasons, including this one, Michigan State, Purdue, and Wisconsin.
And what's the one team that doesn't get talked about enough?
Wisconsin, and the other team that's only once in that span been in the preseason Top 25. So,
exactly. You know, it's just crazy to me. It is. And again, I see it when I call games on the Big Ten Network, and like people come up to me, you know, Wisconsin's doing it again. There's respect from the coaches. It's just there's not enough respect for the media.
And a great start for Wisconsin, no question about it. Well, local media, I mean, we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but you know what I'm saying. When I talk like that, it's national media.
Of course.
It's the big picture. And I think that's fine because you just keep winning. In the end, what's the biggest talker? Your play. The biggest way that you can say anything is by playing. And that's why the beginning of the year is so funny to me because you see everyone talking about top 25 and this, and now we're 3 weeks, 4 weeks into this thing, and people are like, oh, well, this team isn't as good as maybe we thought it was. And this team, like, the players finally get a chance to speak. And that's the best part about college basketball to me. You can get all the national talking heads, but in the end, the players are the ones with the biggest voices because they're the ones going out there playing, executing, and doing what they should be doing.
All right, Butchie. Well, great to be here with you, and glad we have another one coming up on Sunday. I'm sure I'll run into you or in the halls of the
Green
Byron Resort.
What are you talking about? We're
going
to go down to the casino. We're going to watch some games. That's what we're going to do, and then we're going to go see a bunker tomorrow.
That's right.
You're the history guy. You'll just have to make sure I pay attention, okay?
There's
not going to be any quizzes, are there, or tests?
No.
Good.
We'll let you go on this. There is a bunker here at the Greenbrier Resort that was installed during the Cold War in case the President of the United States and the Cabinet needed to be evacuated from Washington, D.C. They would have hopped on a train underground to a bunker here at the Greenbrier Resort. So we're taking a tour of that tomorrow. Just one of perhaps the most unique aspects of this amazing place. So
I figured we'd do that instead of try to get on this ballroom and start doing some dancing. You know what I mean? I figure a bunker's a little bit better than me and you trying to do some ballroom dancing. Does that sound good?
I agree. Yeah, that wouldn't
last. You don't want to do any ballroom dancing with me?
No.
Okay.
No. Careful what
Why
you
was that
for.
So quick, man?
All right, folks, this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. A special shout out to the LSU Radio Network for generously lending us their equipment when we were having some power issues here at the resort today. Our thanks very much to them. Thank you to our producer, Aisha Jackson, our engineers, Ron Honeychuk and Dave McCann. For Brian Butch, this is Chris Foster's filling in for Matt LePay. Hope you'll join us on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Time as the Badgers play Pitt. Pre-game coverage begins at 3:30 Central Time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Short films, when I do Q&As at the Wisconsin Film Festival, I see so many incredibly great short films. Where can people catch this platform? Because, you know, the other thing is, too, like sometimes people don't have time to sit down and watch an entire feature film, but they can watch a short that's 5 minutes long or 25 minutes long. Where can people see some of these short films, and yours included?
So Film Shortage is just one platform that gives, you know, voices to these independent filmmakers who just need a little bit more of a boost. There's so many different ones online. Sparkplug's going to be featured on Momitu, I think is how you pronounce it. I'd have to look that up, but that's another, okay. It's a free streaming service online that just promotes independent film and finds filmmakers that they find interesting and want to put their stuff on their platform. I don't think any of these are listed on your major televisions for an app you can download quite yet. So you'd have to find them on the internet, but it's the same as submitting to any film festival that you'd see Just putting your work out there, and eventually one of these will stick. There's so many options out there for people to get their work seen. And film is so subjective that you got to try to spread your net as wide as you can to make sure people are seeing your stuff.
My guest is Cole Sheldon. He is a Wisconsin-based, Sheboygan-based filmmaker who is making short films. And do you have a feature in the works, Cole? Is that something you want to tackle at some point?
Down the line, eventually. I've been in the process of writing two or three of them, trying to write within my means, write what I know. But you know, you never know what story is going to inspire you. There's a Western that I've been working on for 3 or 4 years now that would be a very lofty budget. It would take quite a bit to make that film. There's another one that is focused on a hockey player that's dealing with head trauma and concussions and working through that, which is a little bit more of a personal story for me. So there's all sorts of options down the line as the resources grow and as I become more confident in my storytelling. But in the short term, it's putting out, you know, high quality short films that can showcase what I can do as a storyteller.
I've never raised money for a short before. Is that difficult? And like, I know you don't need the funds you do for a feature film, but when you're making a short, you still have to find money for it and you still have to produce it and get it funded somehow, even if it's you using your own money or your credit card or whatever. How do you finance even a short film?
Right within your means is one of the biggest things that I can tell anybody. You know, if you're writing this big sci-fi epic and you have $45 to put towards the film, you're not going to be able to make the film you want.
Right.
So early on, it really is just kind of focusing on very, not small stories, but intimate stories where you can, you know, keep down on locations, one or two actors and really sink their teeth into a singular moment rather than stretch it out over the course of time. That saves you a lot of money there, but it is difficult to raise the money. I mean, it's not an investment that's going to make people their money back. A lot of film investors are looking at what ROI they can get and am I going to, you know, get points in the back end? Short films don't make money. They cost money. Right. So, you know, you can crowdfund. That's it's a golden goose. It's hard to make that work. But if you have a subject matter that people are very invested in and very, very passionate about, you might be able to get some people to donate that way. But a lot of times it's, like I said, that we have a collaborative community here. And I think that just means a lot of times people are kind of working on favors.
You
know, I'm happy to come grip for you if you'd like to come shoot my short, or I'll do sound on this if you'd like to do posts for me on this. And there's a lot of trading work and a lot of collaboration, and that's how you get it done to start and how you get people to believe in you. And once people believe in you, then the sky's the limit.
And it's so great too when people do want to help and just want to hold a boom mic even though they've directed their own film, just because they want to be on a movie set and they want to be around that energy. It's so much fun. You talked about crowdsourcing, and I know you have a new film that you're working on too about a woman living with dementia called 5 More Minutes. Tell us about that a little bit. Where is that at in the production stages?
So we're really early in production right now, locking in the key team members and the film is cast. So that film, hopefully we're going to launch that crowdfunding campaign coming up in January.
Okay.
So once we have things a little bit more ironed out, we'll get that out there for everybody to see. But that film, it's about the mind and memories of a woman living with dementia. So it's inspired by my grandfather. He's been living with dementia for nearly a decade now. And my daughter, my stepdaughter, Sophia, she didn't come into the picture till he was about 2 years into that memory loss type, you know, dementia. We're not entirely sure what to label what he has, but he's never really fully understood who she is. But they've formed this really strong bond regardless. And I think that's such a beautiful thing that she has no blood relation to this man, and he has zero clue who she is, but they light up when they see each other. And over the years, he's gotten progressively worse. He's in a long-term care home now. And the last time we went to see him, it was rough. It was a hard visit and he didn't look great. And he has these episodes where he almost, you know, shuts down. His body kind of slumps over a little bit and like he's recharging his battery almost. Mm. And Soph noticed that, and we got in the car and she's kind of quiet. And finally she asked me, you know, why is he doing that? And then where do you think he goes when that happens? And I'm like,
yeah,
what a profound question from a 9-year-old, right? I mean,
Let's pick it up right there. We got to do a quick thing here. I'm talking to Cole Sheldon, Sheboygan-based filmmaker, and let's pick it up right where we were there. Cole, we'll be right back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't know where to go.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue,
we are back. Great to have you with me on this Friday night edition of Nightlight as we head into one of the coolest weekends, in my opinion, of the entire year. Short week coming up. A great holiday and Thanksgiving. We all have so much to be thankful for. Sometimes we don't even realize it. And it's great to be surrounded. And those of you who are lonely, reach out to somebody. This is a time of year to be with people if you can swing it. So hopefully we can keep you company here for another hour or so as we head into the weekend. Cole Sheldon, a local filmmaker, is my guest right now. Cole, you were in the middle of talking about your stepdaughter and your father.
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. Okay, so please pick up where you were. That was a really cool story.
So, yeah, she had asked me kind of when he has these spouts or these episodes with his dementia where he kind of shuts down completely, where he goes. You know, where is he? And I thought that was a really phenomenal question and one I didn't have the answer to in the moment. I had to think on it. And I was washing the dishes one day just randomly and it hit me like, what if he just has this perfect day that he can fall back on? Like inside of him, there's this one memory that he can fall into and he's safe and he's okay. Right.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And I thought that was a really comforting thought for Sophia. You know, I didn't want to just tell her, well, you know, there's probably nothing going on in grandpa's head and his body's catching up to, you know, his brain is tired. And then the more I thought about it, the more I kind of internalized it for me. And it was really comforting for me too. And then I realized that there's probably millions of other people who are caring for someone with dementia or love somebody who's living with dementia, who need that little pick me up, who need that little spark of joy, not a spark of hope. You know, you don't want to give people false hope and say they're going to be able to come back from this because the reality is they aren't. But to have the thought in your head that there is a place that they can go eat their favorite meal and, you know, maybe play with their friends on a summer day and spend some time with their mom who they haven't seen in decades. it's a nice thought. So then I turned that into a script. At first I wanted it to be just for Soph, and then I realized I have to tell the story. So it's the story of this young girl who goes through this day, and throughout the day, she starts to realize that she can't be there. And there's hints dropped from her mom, and there's some fantasy elements to it that are really, they hark back to those films that inspired me, you know, the Hooks, the Flubbers, the Jumanjis, these fantastic '90s films that, that had that level of fantasy that just, that blew me away when I was a kid. So there's a level of that. And then, you know, she finally gets to have this little tender moment with her mom and comes back to her much older self. And you see a moment of memory, and then you kind of see that memory start to fade. So you see the reality of the situation. And, you know, like I said, it was just something that was really comforting to me. And I realized that that could probably help a lot of other people too.
That's great. Well, I wish you luck with the project. You'll have to keep us posted. What is your favorite part of the filmmaking process? Writing, directing, post, shooting? What really gets you charged?
I'm an on-set guy. I think that's when I have my most energy. So when we're out there actually creating, we're taking this blueprint that we built and we're building something, right? And that's the hardest part about this is, you know, if that's my favorite part, I'm doing that at most when I'm making short films 6 or 7 days a year. So you really cherish those moments when you're on set, and you get to collaborate with these other artists, and you get to kind of see everybody put their strengths out there and watch something come together that you've planned for so long. But I'm also, I just love the whole process. I love finding an idea and breaking that idea and finally getting it down to script. And the ones that are really, really tough that I have to drive around and listen to music that inspires me for weeks before I can even put pen to paper. And then finally something comes through. And then, you know, hitting export on a final really tough edit and seeing it up on the big screen at the end of the day, it's a very rewarding process. There's it's weird because it's not a tangible result, but it is something that you feel and you can see, but you can't touch it, right? There's no physical product. And you know, one of my favorite parts too is watching audience reactions. I've seen the film 1,000 times before it finally makes it to a theater. So I rarely actually watch the screen. I just love kind of looking around. I'll place myself in the back and I'll look for oohs and ahs, or I'll look for somebody kind of dabbing their eyes. I try to hit the tear jerkers as much as I can. So if I can get somebody pulling a Kleenex out, I know I've done my job well.
That's nice too, because you get so sick of watching it yourself and you start to question if you even have anything anymore. And then to see it with an audience is really we have about a minute left, Cole, and I appreciate your time. This has been really fun. Do you have a favorite sports movie since you have a sports background? And are you looking forward to Glicked or Gladiator 2? Are you going to see either one of the films on the big screen?
Miracle is definitely my favorite.
Oh yeah, movie. Great,
I'm a big
one.
Hockey guy. That one, every February I watch it, and every February I cry. It's a beautiful film, and I'm stoked for Wicked. I can't wait. My wife is such a huge fan. We listen to the music all the time. Been trying really hard not to listen to any of the music today. I want to see it in the theater for the first time, but everything I've heard, the spectacle of that movie, it's going to be awesome. It's gonna be awesome to see that in the theater.
I've heard that too, and I love the first Gladiator, but I kind of feel like I know what I'm gonna see with Gladiator 2. I'm expecting to love it, but I'm with you. I can't wait to see Glicked. And Conrad, if you haven't seen Miracle, you got to add that to your list. It's a great film.
Absolutely, you do.
Cole, this has been fun. Thank you, buddy. It's great getting to know you, and don't be a stranger.
I won't. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, thanks, bud. Have a good one. Project. All right, that's Cole Sheldon. Check out. I should have asked him, like, Google Spark Plug and see if you can see it. I think I remember seeing that at the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I see a lot of short films when I'm there, but that is kind of sticking out in my head. So I would love to, if Cole wants to email us or message me where we can specifically see Spark Plug, I would be happy to share that with people. Conrad, how we doing?
Doing great. Can't complain.
Time to wrap up.
What do you
mean?
Are
we done?
We still got another hour.
Oh, we do. Okay, my bad. All right. We are coming right back after award-winning news here at Civic Media. Text us your favorite teacher, folks, and why, and we will read it on the radio. Lisa Hale is coming up next.
I must have phoned her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk to Jeff Mandel of Law Forward on potential discipline against disgraced former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.